This is It Takes Two with Amy and JJ on News Radio, KFGO.
Must be the first Monday of the month. It's Fargo's Fraud Squad with Phil Swan from Gate City Bank. It Takes Two, coming to you live on the Mighty 790 KFGO. We're keeping you safe when it comes to your identity, your finances, or just being scammed. Phil, so many scams going on out there right now. Tis the season for scams. Nobody likes to hear that. That's no good.
Only fraudsters like to use this time with people wanting to give or get ready for the holiday season to take advantage of people and to steal from you.
So we know that people can come online and steal from you online, and we know that people get you over the phone, and sometimes they're even sending a letter to your house. But what about those times when you make one of those grave mistakes yourself? Like, oh, I don't know, like not locking your car.
Yeah, it's a really good point. And I know that, you know, local police departments always are telling you to lock it or lose it. I know Fargo PD did that quite often. And I just wanted to point out the fraud side of that, because, you know, obviously people, when they get into your car, you know, often people will leave their car running. They might leave their purse or wallet in the car, or even just try, if you're running into a store quick and you just leave your purse or wallet in the car, that's what a lot of these thieves are looking for as well. So not just stealing your car or not just, but there's that fraud component that goes with it as well. So once they have that, they'll usually have your checkbooks, they'll have your credit cards, driver's licenses. So they could always, you know, go up to a drive-thru and send a check into a bank, you know, with a driver's license. And depending on where they are, it might not be super easy for that bank teller to see that person, you know, depending on which lane they're in. So we just wanted to get people prepared for this cold weather season and just remind them to, you know, take your valuables with you. If you're going to go, even if you're just running into a store really quick, because that's always what we hear is, I was just going to run in there really quick. I didn't think I'd have to worry about that. Well, that's when these people attack, is they know that. Also, they'll target certain areas where people will commonly leave their stuff. So like gyms or outside of daycares, different things like that. Once again, where people don't want to bring their purse or their wallet or whatever it may be in to that gym, they'll target those areas because they know that quite often they're going to find something in there.
And you know, all it takes is that 30 seconds that you're in the store, you're in the daycare, and it just boom, boom, done.
Absolutely. And they'll leave and you might not even know about it right away until you go to need your wallet or purse, and then it's gone from there.
I also think they probably can get a weird amount of information on you that they normally wouldn't get from just hacking into something like your text messages. If you've got a bunch of birthday cards on the front seat, now they know that your birthday is adjacent to the time when they're stealing from you. They can, you know, information like your address is going to be on your vehicle. What do they call that thing that the DMV makes you get?
Your registration.
That's
your registration.
The one. That's the
they
one.
Can pull that out of your glove box. And boy, you combine that with if they know your router number on your check, or maybe they found out your driver's license number, or heaven forbid, your social security number. Woofta. That's bad news.
And a lot of people keep a lot of those things, your social security card, things like that, in your purse or your wallet. And so, yeah, once that gets stolen, you know, like we've talked about in the past, once that hits the dark web, that lives forever. And so forever, someone could come in and steal that information and then start working frauds against you. And so all they need to have is that little bit of information. And then you're right, we keep a lot of different things in our vehicles that we probably shouldn't, that, you know, a fraudster could use to then manipulate us in a fraud event.
I imagine that back in the day it was, oh, I'm just going to pull the stereo out, right? I'm going to grab the CD binder, or I'm going to get a cell phone or a bag phone if I'm lucky. But nowadays, they're not looking for something that they can just take over to a pawn shop. Mm. That's chump change. They're looking for something where they can really get a serious amount of money and be willing to strike at any moment.
And, you know, for example, checks, you know, even if they were to just take the checks, it'd probably be a little bit longer before you figure it out. But then they could start cashing those checks or purchasing items, you know, without your knowledge. And it's tough to track that down afterwards. And so it's very important if you do have a situation like that where, you know, your car's broken into or someone steals your wallet or purse, that, you know, if you have checks in there, work with your financial institution, let them know, you know, which checks were stolen so that way they can report that information and put a stop on those checks. So that way you're not held accountable for what was in there. Also, we've talked about, again, you know, the best thing to do is be proactive and assume that your information's out on the dark web and that your identity is stolen. And what can you do to make yourself a harder target at that point? So invest in some of these credit monitoring tools.
We won't talk to you until after Black Friday, but it's a busy shopping day. Mm-hmm. A lot of people going out there getting gifts, but they're also getting things for themselves as well. I've always heard a pro tip is not to take the 50-inch television box and leave it out by your front yard for recycling, because you're just advertising that you have a giant new TV in your house. And same thing for other big-ticket items that you might think, oh, I'm going to help the environment and, you know, recycle this box. You really need to break that thing down so you can't tell what was inside of it. Is there any truth to that?
I think there's a lot of truth to that. Thankfully, Fargo and our community here, we have lots of different recycling areas where you can bring those boxes to and get rid of them there. So that way, once again, you're not advertising, look, I just got a new 50-inch TV on your front steps or whatever it may be that you purchase. So I think that is good. And it's something that doesn't take a lot of time to just make yourself a harder target to be.
When people start shopping on things like Black Friday, is that becoming a bigger and bigger day for online scams, since you're going to some websites that maybe you don't normally traffic to?
That's a really good point. I think you need to be careful and, you know where you're going to. Fraudsters are going to, if they have the ability to, they will put advertisements out that look too good to be true. And like we've said in the past, if it's too good to be true, it very likely is. But on Black Friday, it's tough because there are a lot of legitimate, really good deals. So make sure you have a plan on which websites you're going to follow. You know, if you see something on Facebook and you've never heard of the company before, but they're giving you outstanding deals, research that company or just avoid that and go to companies you know about. So that way, once again, you're not giving out your information to a company that doesn't have your best interests in mind.
And if you think you've been the victim of a scam, get a hold of the authorities, get a hold of your bank, your financial institution.
Absolutely, because we can work with authorities in certain situations. We'll go back and forth and try to share information to figure out who is responsible, and hopefully that person gets held accountable for their actions.
I hope so. I hope more and more. I was just this weekend, I was raising money for Extra Life, which is an organization that works with the Children's Miracle Network. It's nationwide. It's like a walkathon, but people play board games.
Oh, great.
So Bonnie Amistadi and I played in a Monopoly game. I won, no big deal. But during the day, they had a DDoS attack where somebody hacked into their website and took the website hostage.
Oh.
And so no one was able to give during this day of giving. They must have lost hundreds of thousands of dollars.
No.
Because of this. And so even myself, as someone who had been fundraising, I couldn't access my page. And when it comes down to it, I bet you that there are a good amount of people out there who are looking for a way to track down these people who are hacking into websites and who are stealing personal information, making the holidays not so bright for people.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's unfortunate they look for that type of stuff, but that's just the nature of fraudsters. They'll take any opportunity they can.
Phil Swan is the man when it comes to Fargo's Fraud Squad. He lets us know about all the secrets and tips and tricks people are doing to try and get you out of your old hard-earned cash. He is here courtesy of Gate City Bank. Today's Fraud Squad, it's brought to you by Gate City Bank for a better way of life. Phil, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Reduce your student loan debt by an average of $5,000 or more with Gate City Bank. The Better Life student loan program has no fees, a low fixed interest rate, and makes student loan payments more affordable when you finance your home with Gate City Bank. Stop in or call one of our 36 locations or visit us online at gatecity.bank to learn more about the Better Life student loan program. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Terms and conditions apply. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.